Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Here's the steal.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And those Mondays, those Where Are We Mondays, Where Are We At Mondays in the Louisville studio. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
It's a good Monday. It's nice outside. Most of the snow is gone, which I hate snow. Just hate, like hate. There's not many things I hate. Snow is one of those things that I just, like, when I see it, I want to vomit. Like, I hate snow.
I am aware of, like, my tropical DNA bloodline climates, mm-hmm. and they are just, like I feel the ancestors, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
like, come home somewhere, Marcus. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? It's not right for you out there. During the summer, just they don't speak to me that much.
I know.
But they just come, they try to grab me and say, you're just in the wrong place, Marcus.
Cool.
You can't connect with us. We can't talk to you in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nikki V in the booth. Nikki, what's good?
They want the boot.
Morning, guys. I love snow. I'm sorry. This isn't, you know, sometimes Steve and I play it up a little bit,
right.
But I genuinely love the snow. I still am spoiled because I live right around the corner. Because when I was a kid, loved snow.
Of course he loves
snow. College. Once, you know, you're working UPS at night and you have to go through it, you know, and spin out on the highway, liked it a little bit less.
You want another stimulus check too, don't you?
I do. would love one, Uncle Joe. But no, the snow, big fan.
Anything set me inside. Snow, stimulus, whatever it is. Anything to put us all in the house.
Why would you do that this early Monday morning, Steve? Monday.
I just watched Yellowstone last night. It started back.
Fair enough. Yeah. It don't do that to you.
Big fan of snow, and I've always had dogs that love snow. Husky, and he was so majestic and loved like running in it. And then Mika, or Akita, went nuts, man. I've got videos of it sprinting, of her sprinting all over, jumping off the deck, eating it. So it was really cute. But it also kind of reminded me that I really need to give her a bath because she's like Snow White. And then, you know, she's running around pure. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
You ever have those friends
like the tissue
that
test,
you can't ask a question to, Steve?
I know.
Like
we went from snow to him bathing his dogs.
The majestic Kita running through snow and needs a bath. How you doing, Nikki?
That's why I hate snow.
I just wanted to make her a little bit more white. That's all. I mean, just so she'd look cute in the photo.
I bet. It wasn't that the most Freudian thing's been said all day.
my bottom kettle. What you got in stone?
Well, Nick, I'm glad you got a little snow this week.
I thought it was perfect.
This weekend.
Is
my microphone on? Can you hear me?
It wasn't enough to really bother you. It was just enough for my dog
I
to
I thought
have
your
one.
Microphone sounded good. What is Steve Rummage's
does
microphone?
Does it sound okay?
No, I'm getting a weird echo, too. So,
yeah. So I'm not crazy.
Yeah, no. Steve, you and I disagree on a lot of things. We agreed that you sound like crap.
Okay, yeah, because I feel this. Maybe that might be it. Is that microphone on?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
All right, don't worry about it then.
I think I had to
Texas callers, you got a problem with Steve's voice? Just let us know.
I'll take the L on this one. I think I had to mess around with the sound of the microphone.
yeah, let's clarify. I hate his voice.
Yeah. What a stupid voice. Okay, thank you, Texter. Tech line's blowing up. Yeah.
I like your voice.
Thank you.
Good morning. Snow sucks. Cold hurts. Snow is great to look out the window at. Snow looks good, but messy. Good morning. Really not at Kenny Payne. Hey, how about we block somebody early this morning?
There we go.
Boom.
Hey.
Okay, sounds fine to me.
All right.
Okay.
Big weekend.
Listen.
Cowboys got screwed.
How many clips did Satterfield, Swaggerfield send to the commissioners of ACC?
At least 100, I would hope.
Steve, we didn't run 100 plays.
How many plays did we run?
Every single play should have got. Hey, let's just go to the ACC and just sit down and just go over the film together.
I mean, it's the only thing worse than Death Valley is Lambeau Field. it's the two worst places.
Hey, y'all, listen, for all you Cowboy fans out there, if you ever, listen, it legitimately cheers Steve up when you just do a Cowboy connection, because I'm telling y'all, you would not have thought that Jaire Alexander had given Steve some of the greatest football college moments in his life. You would have thought that Jaire Alexander never gave anything to the program. He's provided Steve with some of the loudest cheers that he's ever had in Louisville football history, Nikki. And listening to him, Mr. Cowboys fan, I mean, he hates Jaire Alexander's stinking guts.
He gets away with everything. It's like the refs will not call a pass interference.
Hey, y'all, and this was real.
They just won't.
I'm on the phone with him, and he's like, damn it, Jaire Alexander's cheating. he's ours, Steven.
I'm like, Marcus, he lost to Kentucky, and they were a 24-point favorite.
I think this is a good time.
Oh, he flipped.
Because the listeners, I mean, they say listeners turn over, but not the middays listeners. Uh-huh. They stay throughout.
Right.
But nonetheless, I think it'd be a good time for Steve to do his hierarchy of rooting, because you did that one time. You broke it down. It was like Cowboys are up here, NFL or Cardinal alums are here, and then you kind of broke it all the way down to. And I think it'd be a good time to remind.
No, everybody. I mean, it's very simple. Louisville teams are number one. Cowboys are number two.
God's number.
God's number two.
Yeah. Louisville religion, Cowboys family.
Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis.
My political party. That's my top five.
Do we got somebody on the line?
Yeah, we got Jason.
Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, morning, Marcus. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Morning. What's up, man?
All right, I really just wanted to get on, talk about the weekend a little bit. I'll start off with the positives. I feel like we didn't look terrible against Clemson, and that is a team that was literally the fourth team in the nation 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, I feel like our football team's still looking good. I think, this weekend, I think, in my opinion, we'll handle North Carolina State. And then, another positive, Kentucky lost to Vanderbilt. That's pretty embarrassing for them. But I'm going to go ahead and say this, and I hate to say it because I love our basketball team. But I feel like we win that game if JJ starts over Sid. I mean, I love Sidney Curry. We all love Sidney Curry. He was a key piece in our team last year, but the man scored 3 points in 2 games. He looks completely out of shape and not ready for this system. And I feel like it's getting to be about that time where I feel like Coach Payne should be looking at other options, and I think J.J. Traynor is the perfect option for that. But overall, even though we did get nothing but losses this week, I still feel like, you know, I feel positive about, like, going forward in basketball and in football for the rest of the season. But, you know, hey, love listening to the show, and that's just my own personal opinion. Y'all are more than welcome to disagree, but go Cards.
Appreciate the call.
I told you, man.
Listen, Steve, listen, this is one of those new things that Steve picked up on. Louisville fans and their starting lineups.
Yeah, listen.
They love their starting lineups. Like the whole game would have changed.
Look,
with JJ,
we would have won
and
that
Sid
game.
Switch would have made the difference in the entire outcome of the 40-minute game.
And listen, and I love it, man. Like, I absolutely love it. I mean, because we love our starting lineups. It's like, hey, you want to win? Start JJ. You won that game,
right? Just
all you had to do.
All the energy he would have brought from the beginning.
and we can definitely we will get to that because there's a lot to unpack.
100%.
But yeah, Saturday, man. Listen,
anchor down.
I know. Look, your last two opponents just lost to Boston College and Vandy.
Oh, Steve, are you going to do this already?
I'm going to need.
We haven't even talked about Clemson yet, or is there nothing to talk about with Clemson?
Well,
is it just we got screwed?
I mean, yeah. Look, that's why we lost. We went and got cheated.
We went and got cheated.
That's it.
We went and got cheated. And you know what? You know what? It's not the cheating on the field. It's what the on-the-field cheating does to the cheatee.
Yeah.
Right? The cheater takes the soul of the cheatee.
Absolutely.
By just, like, I'm not, when I see.
We've been cheated before there.
When I see my running back head turn around like a freaking owl, right? Or one of, or that yeah. damn, one of those demonic movies.
Yes.
I that was so dangerous.
Right after you just caught a face mask on us.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, listen, Steve, I rewound it, and I'm looking at the referee's angle, and I'm like, I'm looking.
He's standing right there.
He's standing right there, and you can see his head, like, fully spent, like, I mean, just total.
Do you think he was really interested in what Brock Doman was doing, maybe? Maybe that's what the ref thought. Maybe Jordan got to the line and was like, what's Brock doing?
I mean, and you can see the, okay, put it this way. You know how sometimes.
Nick, do you think we got cheated? Real quick.
Yeah, sure. It's Clemson. What do you expect? They hide down markers and they give you a little, how you
so
doing?
So you feel like we got cheated?
Can my 680-ness prevents me from answering the question.
I just knew he was going to go, I mean, that wasn't the whole reason they lost.
Listen, you don't need.
Well done, Nick.
You don't need to see the actual face mask. You could look at the defender and just see when he was turning a corner, the way he was reaching up high. You're like, that's going to be horse collar. That's, you could tell he was, if he makes this play with his arm that high, something dirty's going on. You know, like, it was just so many ways to, like, it's just, no. Yeah. The targeting, you review that. ACC calls on egregious plays like that.
Yeah.
Lit his helmet right on up.
Yeah.
Boom. ACC calls, you're watching the game. You have an official watching the game. They show the replay. That's a call. Call, hey, that kid got to go.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah, give them a ring, ACC, and let them know what's going on. Hey, it was just, there was so many.
I mean, Little Minkins, you did exactly.
Phenomenal.
You did exactly what I knew you would have.
Stop, should have been receiving a punt.
Listen, that running with that guy, it's one of those. I would play good cop, bad cop. Like, if I was on the sideline, I'd watch the coach yell and, yeah, just whatever, right? And if I'm like Deion Branch, I'll go over there and, son, that's going to get you to the league.
Mm-hmm.
That play right there is going to get you to the league. Now the league wants to know how are you going to respond. Because it's easy to start feeling defeated, feeling cheated, feeling, you know, like – After about four of those, it's like, okay, y'all got it in for us. You know, I watch, listen, Shipley breaks up. He's giving Minkins the little shakes and jukes. You know, he stays at home. You know,
yeah.
We came to play.
No, we did.
Yeah, we came to play.
We did.
Like I said, I Malik has his excuse. I don't want to call it excuse. Malik has his, he's hampered. I'm going to stay away. I feel like I have to stay away from
him. Story of our life.
How big a difference do you think he would have made, though? Because, I mean, Brock was through a couple dimes.
Yeah, but, I mean, as soon as Brock come in, Clemson's defense was like pin your ears back and go.
Yeah, but
send everybody.
But, like,
That is like the most awkward thing you've ever seen in your life, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go from Malik to Brock and decide the passing game is going to suffer even more.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen. I mean, and Domann does fine. Listen, I thought
he did admirable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with that. But the problem is Clemson, you could tell. I mean, when he was in, Clemson was like, we're just going to bring the house and dare you to beat us. And, I mean, we were in striking distance the entire second half, right up until the very end.
That's which makes it even more frustrating.
And at no point did you feel like we were going to score. Like not one time. It's like they're not gonna, unless we just get a lucky one down the sideline or something. Like we got the one.
Yeah, guy. Yeah. Like honey, I always feel like we can break one. I will say that too. Like for our offense to not really have been just trucking this year, I still felt like we had, you know, like we've seen some clean plays where
Jair also didn't play in the bowl game.
Where does he rank?
So we should have dismissed
team first.
We should have dismissed Jair.
Are you for the team or are you for yourself?
What was he, number six in the draft? Yes, Steve. He sat out the bowl game. He just made.
Well, I would have took him number one if I knew he could hang and if he could ride receivers like a horse, and that wouldn't be called. I would have took him number one. You know what kind of? Do you know what kind of value that is to a team?
I can't believe you would do that.
CD, come over here and saddle up. Let Jair saddle you up real quick. He's going to ride you all game. And you're going to like it. You're going to still catch a couple touchdowns, but it doesn't matter. I mean, CD literally had to break his ankles on that one corner route to get away from him. Like, I literally have to put my foot in the dirt and just total, like,
Steve, the very
Bam Adebayo you to get a touchdown.
The very first play on a comeback route to Tyler Hudson, if you go look at that, it's a simple comeback. The Clemson player literally grabs him, loses his grip, tries to grab him again, hooks his lower body.
Clemson ran a combo route that was a comeback wheel route, and the comeback guy just holds him.
He just grabbed him in front of the refs.
And people are like, well, the refs aren't the only thing. Well, that's a pretty dang big thing.
Listen,
if on third down they can run a comeback and grab my guy while their running back runs a wheel route, yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, because what do I do now? What do I do now? Like, how do I get back from that?
You don't. You lose 31-16.
And you fly back to Louisville.
And you fly back and you say, well, we didn't play that bad. Defense played good. Some things happened. Go win the last two games. That's why, back to the beginning, that's why it was like, it was so easy for me to go right into NC State, Kentucky. Because it's like, what do you want to say? Like, I mean, dude. People are like, well, that ain't the only reason you lost the game. No, but it's the reason I didn't have a chance. I mean, yeah, it matters. It does.
It matters.
When there's that many egregious calls in a game, it matters. It's not nothing. You can't just always throw it out there and go, well, yeah, but they still could have lost.
Made some mistakes.
I know.
Other places.
Well, if a meteor had hit the field before the game, we probably wouldn't have played it. But, okay. But that didn't happen. So we played. I mean, there were so many bad calls. I mean, you literally would go into half a 3-point game.
and you with the Clemson confidence.
Yeah, it would be 10-7.5, or maybe we go score. God forbid, maybe Malik doesn't get hurt, and maybe if we get the ball back with 2 minutes, maybe we go kick a field goal and tie it up. Maybe, like, yeah, dude, that's a big deal. That matters, okay? Like, I don't know why people are just so squeamish to say something like that. Like, dude, there was that many bad calls. Yes, it mattered in the game. I mean, I know everybody's got to get, like, the tagline out there. Like, well, I'm not saying that's why they lost. Well, I am. I am saying that's why they lost. I'm saying that's exactly why they didn't have a shot to win the game.
I like that phrasing better. That's why they didn't have a chance.
Yeah, right. Like, my defense played awesome. And it looks like I got blown out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, dude. Hate playing. I'm glad we don't play them. We don't play them next year either.
That sucks.
No, it don't. Good.
You don't. You're done with them.
Yeah, I'm so sick of playing them. Like, they make you gag.
You're
dude.
Done with them. You've had your fill of Clemson. They're dominant.
The only thing I change on is I'm like, you know what? They were right. Jair Alexander was riding Mike Williams up and down the field. That's the only call I go back in time and say you guys got right. He was holding the hell out of him. All right? I believe you on that.
You want to grab that? I always wonder, like, does it make noise back there? Because it's like, how does he not know the phone is ringing?
Sometimes the ringer's off. Yeah. I just turn the ringer back on.
Or were you that locked into the phone?
Huh?
Is that something we need to take or no?
No, nobody was there.
Mm-hmm. Don't hate Jair. Just give me a couple days.
Say by Thursday night football, you'll be okay.
I'll like Jair again.
No, but Steve, you're on record now. You got the audio.
Oh, no, I don't care. Listen, I'll say it just to timestamp it. On Monday, the 14th of November, 22,
yeah.
Yeah, I do not like Jair Alexander right now.
He's overrated.
I'll like him again. Give me 48 hours, and then we'll talk.
He got his payday, right?
Yeah, he's fine. That's what I'll say. He's fine.
Like, you're not worried about hurting his feelings or anything.
You get drafted. You're a Cowboy or you're not. That's it. I cussed at Teddy, okay? If I cussed at Teddy during a game, nobody safe.
You gave Lamar one pro year. You did do a good job.
Lamar is the only guy.
You gave him one full pro year.
I'm going to say this right now on the air, right now. Lamar is the only guy that I think, just because I respect so much how good he freaking was here,
mm-hmm,
and what he did and what he's doing in the league, that, like, if they played the Cowboys in the Super Bowl and they won, I would be mad,
mm-hmm,
but I would be happy for him.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
I'd be happy
you
for
just
him.
Lied. You just lied on 93.9.
Okay, I mean,
that's a lie.
Okay, regular season game.
That's not the Super Bowl. Oh, God. If Lamar Jackson beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, Nikki. God, that's such a lie.
I know. I hope North Carolina. Let's go. Drake May in North Carolina, baby. I hope North Carolina drags Clemson's arse up and down the
field.
Wait,
is this a regular season or just the ACC championship?
It's already set.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already set. No matter what happens, I hope Mack Brown and those guys beat the living crap out of Clemson. It's terrible, man.
Hey, we'll just reset it. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 99 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Corfridge Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. It was a tough weekend for the locals, starting on the gridiron. Clemson defeating U of L 31-16 on the road. Malik Cunningham leaving the first half due to aggravating a hand injury. Coach Satt post-game with a health update of his quarterback. Computer froze on me. Got I'm having a rough day, too. All right, blue side, UK, they fall at home to Vandy 24-21. IU boat race by number 2, Ohio State 56-14. And hoops, Wright State beating the U of L men 73-72 with a buzzer beater. And on the pitch, USL Championship, Blue City falling 3-1 to San Antonio FC. And the phone's ringing, too. Why not? Cool. Some wins, however, from the weekend. 7-ranked U of L women. They beat Belmont 75-70. UK men, they're victorious over Duquesne 77-52. Sorry, guys, I know. I had to read it. NFL, Colts 25-20. They're victorious. Titans 17-10. Victorious over the Broncos. More middays with Marcus Maben next. Hopefully, they'll get the computer to work. This is Sports Night.
You're listening to 93.9 The Ville, powered by Isaacs and Isaacs Injury Lawyers. WeWin.com.
As the college football season heats up, you won't want to miss your chance to be a part of the game day experience at Cardinal Stadium. Louisville football returns home for the final time this season on Saturday, November 19th, as they take on NC State. Celebrate the Cards' senior student athletes with a special pregame ceremony as part of Senior Day in the Ville. Get your tickets today by visiting gocards.com/tickets. That's gocards.com/tickets. We'll see you at Cardinal Stadium.
I'm Doug Ball, owner of Great Balls of Fire. We're a local family-owned fireplace store with over 20 years in service. If you need your Manesson gas logs cleaned and serviced, Vicky, my wife, Michael, my son, or Steve, my brother, can make them look new. If you need a new Majestic or Manesson gas log, my son-in-law, John, and his crew can do the entire job. Like I said, Great Balls of Fire is a family-owned business. Great Balls of Fire is located on Hirschburn Parkway next to Shoe Carnival and across from Sam Swope. Online at gbafire.com.
You're listening to 93.9 The Ville, powered by Isaacs and Isaacs Injury Lawyers. WeWin.com.
Roll into town, step off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. In this crazy town, you pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar. Till you find a cool new sound and you smile. All the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town.
I was enjoying the music.
I was enjoying it too.
I'm a big fan of Nashville. It's always fun to get down there. Talk to our friend. I won't say his name because he's a friend of the show. He's on his way down there right now with his with the missus. Yeah, so I hit him up for tickets today. And of course, I don't.
You ain't heard back from
him. He's like, I'm going to work on it. It's like, dude, stop your vacation. So it was perfect. It was perfect. So yeah, there was that. And then, you know, what is the college that's there? God, they got a school. They hadn't won an SEC game in like 3 years.
You know what? All is forgiven.
Vanderbilt.
Wait. Oh, I was going to tell you a story.
Oh, man. You should have told me.
Back when they were being coached by Jan Van Bredekhoff. used to practice at Vanderbilt.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Vandy's court.
The coach of Vanderbilt, his son played on my AAU team. Jan-Michael Van Bredekoff. Steve, when I got my NCAA clearinghouse verification of my ACT test scores,
yeah,
first call I made,
ooh,
Vanderbilt.
Baby.
I said,
they were like, son, you can't get in Tennessee. You can't get in here. You're
I
like,
said, coach, I got my score. They said, let's do it.
Let's go. You could have been a Commodore.
Could have been a Commodore. Do you remember the hurdle that stopped me from being a Commodore? Because I was going to be a Commodore.
I'm trying to think.
Hey, listen. Done deal.
Louisville?
Mr. Denzel Crum?
That would be a nice. You want to know why? Because it's the Ron Mercer effect.
Oh, yeah.
So, Nikki.
I do remember you telling the story.
So, Nikki, once I got my qualifying score, and not like qualifying, my test score was really high.
Had a kid.
High enough for, look, my GPA sucked, but my test scores were high enough for them to say, okay, we can bring him in. Okay? But first, you have to go in front of a board. Like an 8-member board. Like imagine going to the board of directors or the board of trustees and doing an 8-person interview to see if you're
why
Commodore material.
Yeah, Vandy's private.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
You know, the year before, they had just rejected the number one player in the country who was from Nashville and wanted to go to Vanderbilt.
Should have let him.
Can you believe they rejected him?
They should have let him go.
That's cold-blooded.
If we had just... I'm not going to do that today. If they would have kept him.
If Ron Mercer would have went to Vanderbilt, he doesn't go to Kentucky.
I know.
Kentucky gets more minutes than Antoine Walker.
Yeah. Antoine Walker's just better.
Yeah. They were going to win anyway. Well, anyway, yeah.
There's nothing against
Nikki,
that.
Nikki, once they denied Ron Mercer, once I found out they denied him, you know, interest in the Vanderbilt, I was like,
what up? I'm Marcus Babin.
I got no shot. If y'all didn't bring him in there, y'all, I'm not going there.
Babin in the house.
What do they do now? My recruitment is officially open.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You know, I took an official to Vandy, and it was like, that was because I told you that was the place that, like, that Vandy put me back in my place. Like, I was like, I'm hot stuff. I'm getting recruited. D1 schools recruit me, all this stuff. I'm like, man, yeah, I'm going to make it. You know, like, I'm going to make it.
Right.
And I went and took a visit to Vandy. My first official visit I'd ever taken anywhere. And I go to Vandy, and, we go through the campus. We're doing the free meals, all the extra stuff. The campus is old.
Yeah. It's traditional. Yeah.
Very traditional, mm-hmm. But they're talking to us about all this stuff. Anyways, we're there for their spring game. So we go down on the field, and we're standing there, and they're starting to come out. And I met the biggest offensive lineman I've ever seen in my life. And you want to know what his name was?
Tell him, Steve.
Jay Cutler. I was like,
he's a what?
Yeah, he's starting quarterback. I was like, yeah, I'm not D1. I'm not D1. I appreciate you guys. I'm not. This isn't me. I'm going to be talking about this one day.
I'm a little out of my league here.
Yeah.
If that's a quarterback,
and then. My second visit ever was to UT, where they're stabbing their fingers into salt to gain calluses on their fingers.
God!
So they can catch the football. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. No, they had buckets of salt, and they were jamming their, like, there was a drill where they would be like, you take your fingers, you hold your hands out wide like this, and you would just, like, stab it into the salt like this.
you know, and they were telling us, so, you know, what it is it calluses your fingers.
But
like, so that way when you catch the football, it's like it's just more of a.
But can't you also put gloves on your hand and make it even stickier?
Sure.
This is back then, though. You weren't allowed to wear stick-em gloves.
That's badass. Don't get me wrong.
But you also play on natural grass in the SEC. And you got to think, I was 05. Every field was probably natural grass in the SEC at that point still. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's like, no, you got to be able to. And let me tell you, I watched Montrell Jones, who was at Tennessee, you remember? You don't even know who Montrell Jones is, do you?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, forget it. Montrell Jones, who was at Tennessee, he come from here. He was a kid here, went to Tennessee, and he ended up coming back to Louisville. So that same year, I'm here at Louisville on an official visit. And I'm remembering that Tennessee visit. Montrell Jones, Brian Brohm, and Stephon LaFours are throwing before the game. Mm-hmm. And you put a receiver out there. The ball's coming, and Montrell Jones catches the ball from underneath the from underneath the ball. Yeah, and it was
that
like,
was the great. He had like spike.
Yeah, like the Spider-Man ball's coming, right. And like he was doing it on purpose. He was like, and just reached up and like caught it underneath. And I'm like, okay, this is. I think Louisville's my fourth visit. I was like, why do I keep taking these? My dad asked Robert McCune, like, how much you bench? He's like, oh, I don't know, about 455. So why am I here?
Dad, this is your fault.
Why am I even on these things?
Like, why did you let me believe in myself?
You guys know I can't play here. Like, this is stupid. That's why I'm much more honest with. I'm like, somebody call Kentucky Wesleyan or somebody. Like, why am I talking to these guys?
But the salt story, every time you tell one of those stories, it irritates me about chicken on the couch guy. They needed to run over there, and I could have ran over there and just
snowed in guy.
Who
do we got on the line? That one ain't you, Nikki.
We got Lawrence.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
Chill out, man.
You know, Mark, I got to ask you something. When you play on the Daddy Crumb and he reached his breaking point, how many footballs did he break? Because I think Kenny Payne's at this. His breaking point right now. Because if you see, I saw the game Saturday, and he's trying to his best to break that clipboard. Because he's starting to get heated with these guys right now. I don't blame him. Like, you had, a 9-point lead on Rice State. You let him get back in the game because y'all don't want to go down low. I don't know what's happening to Sidney Curry. Our Hatfield down low. I thought those two were going to start dominating in the first two games, but they haven't yet. And you did everything you could to win this game on Saturday, but you still lost. And Kenny Payne got beat. It's the coaching thing may be more harder than I thought with these guys.
Well, listen, Lawrence, I appreciate the call. Look, Kenny Payne was just doing that for the show. He just wanted to show everybody outside. You know how we get mad at Coach Satterfield for not showing emotion? Kenny Payne just said, let me show everybody a little bit of spice. just so they'll feel comfortable. I just want to make everybody feel like I'm getting angry. I'm mad.
I don't know. I'm kind of Lawrence on
he's
that.
He's already breaking it. Nah, I just think he just he knows they got a long way to go.
No, I know. But you're starting to see him crack a little bit in the game. Jalen Withers took a three, and Jalen's been playing well, so I'm not harping on Jalen. We'll get into the second hour to more of a breakdown, like serious. But Jalen Withers took a three, and like Kenny Payne.
The air ball?
The way Kenny Payne looked at him was like, in what planet was that the right shot?
It was like the Ice Cube beam.
It was. Like, he just stood there, and like, he didn't yell. He didn't do anything. He just looked at him like, are you thinking straight? Like, is everything okay with you? Like, Kenny Payne almost had an intervention with him right there. Like, is there something you need to talk about?
Okay, Steve, I need you
I need you to give me an example. I need to use your creativity. You're very good at, I think we both are, at coming up with likeness situations. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Steve. Imagine going through these practices, right?
Okay.
You're going through all these practices and, you know, my guys are doing the right thing. And, you know, and here's the thing. You see a practice, right? Mm-hmm. And it looks so much better than they looked last year on some of the games. Like, you know, when he let's just say Kenny Payne goes back and look at some last year games. It's like, man, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, okay, I'll get you guys to practice. You work on this and work on this and blah, blah, blah. And then, Steve, you get to the game and they all turn back into that last year. Like when the bullets start flying,
yeah,
they all just turn back. And it's like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
Who are, wait, this is not what we've been doing in practice. Mm-hmm. When Patrick Ewing said, when have you ever practiced that, son?
Yeah.
Like, did y'all just like revert into?
Right.
Stop trolling, Steve. Text line. Please.
That's interference.
Yeah.
But yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, like, I do. Like, I do.
Because here's the thing. On that Jalen Withers shot, it kind of just reminded me of, okay, it's like we get a run going, and they'll just revert back to stuff we were doing last year. Like, man, like, is that here's what I called it this morning. Well, as I was, you know, cleaning up the house before I left, I said, some of these things just feel like generational curses, right?
that's a great way to put it.
And my first one, and before you roll your eyes, people, 8150-939 is the number, 3831-939 is the text line. I want you to identify at least one generational curse that this team has right now. And I'll start. I'll start because I know I played my part in this one. I passed along the DNA in this program.
Okay.
I'm not Spellerman. Then before you know you're in a dogfight, before you know you lost. I am solely responsible for multiple years of, well, how does this team play so well against North Carolina and Syracuse and get crushed by Motlow State at the beginning of the year? Because, mm-hmm. again, from the football to the fan base to the basketball, Metro Conference, CUSA Conference, whatever conference you're in, you want names. You don't play as hard when you don't respect the opponent. They don't have the same level of respect for opponents. It's a very terrible, especially when you're at the beginning of a rebuild. That's a terrible attitude to have. But I just don't think, like, golly.
Yeah.
I don't think that you bring it and then you just kind of, you think because you're Louisville, it's going to, somebody could kick it in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Hey, y'all are in too much of a recovery mode.
I mean, I've thought that for the last couple games. I've been like, okay, somebody's going to kind of take over here and win the game, you know, and it's just not happened at the end of the game.
And what's funny is, or not funny, but one-point games are exactly what you always had these close ones because nobody comes out playing hard against these team names. You always had these close games. But where we don't, you know, what we are lacking, and you know, like I said, I don't want to play the confidence game or anything, but whatever we are lacking in just, you know, knowing, I don't even want to say belief, knowing, this team knows y'all are somebody's going to kick it in. Like when you come back against Bellarmine, you could see Bellarmine. They knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're losing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But when you know your system, and we're not comfortable with our system, and you got Coach Davenport, who's a good coach. He can hang hold that rope just a little tighter, hold his team just a little tighter. Say, no, y'all, we can steal this, you know. But it's like we didn't have that dude that just said, "Give me the ball."
Yeah.
But that's who you wanted Jalen to be. That's who you wanted Brandon to be. That's who you wanted. You thought Sydney was going to be. Oh.
Oh, wait till the second hour.
You just want to wait to the second hour to identify.
On that one, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, I don't want to say things at the top of the hour and go to the break. Just be in the bathroom or a commercial break.
So where do I start? Where do I start?
Rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.